Good morning. May you please help me sing, There's a Lily in the Valley. There's a lily in the valley, bright as the morning star. Lily in the valley, bright as the morning star. Lily in the valley, bright as the morning star. Amen. 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 And somebody found hope. I found it in the valley, bright as the morning star. Hope in the valley, bright as the morning star. Hope in the valley, bright as the morning star. Amen. 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 And somebody found peace. I found it in the valley, bright as the morning star. Peace in the valley, bright as the morning star. Peace in the valley, bright as the morning star. Amen. Thank you for your voices.
Scripture this morning will be coming from Galatians chapter 6, beginning at the first verse. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in one another, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are the household of the faith. May the Lord bless the readers, the hearers, and especially the doers of his holy word.
Would you please bow your head forward to prayer?
Lord, we thank you for this day, Lord. Another day to come in your house, Lord, and honor you, Lord. Lord, I ask that you give us the strength, Lord, to God in the world, Lord, and show what it is to be a Christian, Lord. Show what it is to have that light shine through us, Lord God. Lord, I know that we might not always do our best, Lord, but Lord, put it in our hearts that we know at the end of the day we can always come back to you, Lord, and that you'll always help us be better than we were the last day, Lord. Lord, I ask that you help us shine brighter and brighter every day, Lord, for you, Lord. Let the world know what it is to be a Christian, Lord, and how happy we are, Lord. Lord, I ask that you keep us and guide us, Lord God. Lord, I want to ask that you allow us to be able to praise you, Lord, with all our bodies, Lord, all our spirit, Lord. Lord, I ask that you allow us to be able to go out into the world, Lord, and tell everybody and about you, Lord God. Lord, I ask that you keep us and guide us, Lord God. And Lord, I want to thank you for everything you do for us, Lord God, that you will do for us and that you always done for us, Lord God. And Lord, I want to ask and thank you, Lord, in this prayer. Amen.
Please help me sing, I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm don't you make me doubt him. Thank you for singing that with me. We will end our devotion.
Amen. Amen. How many are satisfied with Jesus this morning? Jesus is certainly good to us all the time, amen. It's Jesus Day, amen. I didn't say it's our day, I said it's Jesus Day today. Jesus woke us up this morning. And he woke us up and clothed us in our right mind, amen. He allowed us to see another day to worship and praise his holy name, amen. We come to worship him this morning in spirit and in truth, amen. And we thank God for Jesus for just sparing our lives to be in the service just one more time. Thank God for him. Thank God for Jesus this morning, amen. He woke us up this morning. And God is good to us all the time. Jesus is good to us all the time. And we come to worship him today. Nobody else deserves a day besides him. He's deserving of our praise. He deserves our worshiping him. Amen. And we thank God for Jesus this morning. We thank God for our junior deacons for opening us up in devotion this morning. We thank God for all of you who are here. And we thank God for those who are watching virtually this morning. Amen. This morning our scripture is coming from the book of John. When he asked that if you are here, we ask that you stand in the reverence of God's holy word, and we ask that you continue to stand so we can say our church mission statement together as well. And we're going to say our scripture in unison this morning. It's coming from the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. That's the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16. And when you have it, say amen. Amen. Let's read it together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word. The New Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church mission statement. Let us say it all together. Amen. Let us say it all together. The New Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church mission is to know all about Jesus Christ and understand fully what he accomplished for us on the cross. We also desire to make these things known in the world, We are a mission-minded, soul-winning church for Jesus Christ. Amen. We thank God for you this morning, and we thank God for your participation this morning. Right now, we're going to have our announcements, after which we're going to have an announcement by our pastor, and we're going to have prayer, our altar prayer by our pastor, Pastor T. Jefferson Rogers Jr. Amen.
Sunday, June 12th, in the year 2022 of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Pastor Rogers, Pastor Emeritus Walker, Reverend McCoy, New Bethlehem's officiating ministries, members and visitors, good morning and happy Jesus Day. Deepest sympathy to Sister Mary Quixey and family and the homegoing of her sister, Helen Moore. No arrangements have been given as of yet. On the hospital list, we have Brother Noah Franklin, Reverend Lonnie Green, and Sister Wanda Glaster. On our prayer list, we have Reverend Edward May, Brother Willie Kelly, Brother James Roller, Sister Betty Hubbard, Sister Dorothy Elias, Sister Brenda Gooden, Sister Edna Ingram, Brother Bobby Strong, Sister Annie Irby, Brother John Atkins Jr., Reverend Fletcher Lawson, Brother Alfonso Lewis, Sister Bernice Williams, Brother George Thompson, Brother J.T. Henley, Sister Ella Rogers, Sister Amelia Bruce, Brother Dwayne Smith, Brother Jack Blanks, Sister Jacqueline Payne, Sister Bertha Williams, Brother Robert Dowdley, Sister Bertha McLean, Sister Edna Quillman, Sister Carolyn Fisher, Sister Classy Evans, Sister Louise Blackman, Sister Donna Mitchell, Sister Louise Broom, Brother Tommy Bland, Sister Gloria Moman, and Brother Douglas Ward Jr. Announcements. The Homeless Ministry will have a brief meeting immediately after service today in the Fellowship Hall. In addition, they will be leaving the church at 9 a.m., going to witness in Lynn Park on this Saturday, June 18th. All those who are interested in joining them, please meet them here at the church. All regularly weekly meetings are canceled this week through June 16th, including Tuesday and Wednesday Bible studies due to the Alabama State Missionary Baptist Women's Auxiliary Convention that is taking place here. Starting on tomorrow at 6 p.m., New Bethlehem will host the welcome program. You are to be here in the sanctuary by 6 p.m. We would like to say congratulations to Reverend David and Sister Nicole McCoy, who are celebrating 3 years of marriage. Congratulations to Deacon Eddie and Sister Belinda Wells, who are celebrating 32 years of marriage. And congratulations to Deacon Arthur and Sister Sarah Bowie, who are celebrating 39 years of marriage. We will now have a representative from the youth department for a floor announcement, after which the scholarship committee, immediately after that, will be in the hands of the welcome ministry.
Good morning. Praise God for whom our blessings flow. We thank God for this opportunity to come before you this morning on behalf of our Sunbeam Department. And as I told you all last week, We don't allow anybody to come to New Bethlehem and take away anything. Isn't that right? I don't hear nobody. All right. Nobody from in the state of Alabama is going to come and take away anything. We want to acknowledge our pastor, Pastor Rogers, Pastor Emeritus, Pastor Walker, our other ministers of the gospel. And I did see our state woman's auxiliary president come in, Sister Maxine Abrams. Good morning. We thank God for all of you. And Sister Maxine, just kind of do this to your ears so you won't be going back to Tuscaloosa or calling Tuscaloosa, telling them what they need to do. All right. So here she is, Miss Kylie Horvath. She will be running for our state Sunbeam president. And you know I don't set out to do anything that I'm not a winner in. Last week, y'all gave me some money. And I gave y'all gave me over $1,000. But guess what? It ain't enough. So today, we will have the baskets at the door to collect more money for our baby. Because like I say, she will be. Will be the Alabama State Sunbeam president for the next 2 years. Thank you in advance.
Good morning, New Bethlehem.
Good morning.
It is indeed a wonderful day to be alive and in the presence of God.
Amen.
Well, it is that time of year again when the scholarship committee introduce our graduating high school seniors
Amen.
To you. So this time, come on. But before I do that, I'd like to introduce to you the scholarship committee. We are under the direction of the Assistant Director of Christian Education, Sister Reba Cunningham. Our chair is Sister Sarah Mitchell. Our co-chair is Sister Marilyn Congress. Other members are Sister Deidre Sims, Sister Kathy Wells, Brother Ed Hudson, and myself, Augusta Davis. We would also, the committee would also like to dedicate this presentation in memory of Sister Dorothy Fancher. Who for so many years worked as the Director of Christian Education here. So as we get ready to introduce our graduates, if there are any parents here whose student is not able to be here today, you are welcome to come down and stand in their stead. So now I'm going to pass this on to two members of the committee, and they will introduce the seniors to you, Sister Deidre Sims and then Sister Wells.
Good morning again.
Good morning.
Our first graduate that we would like to present is Mr. Jamarian Archie. He is the son of Miss Tanisha Bennett and Mr. Hendarius Archie. He's a graduate of Bessemer City High School. He plans to attend Lawson State Community College and major in welding. Our next graduate is Ariana Blair. She is the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Calvin and Sharonda Douglas. She is a graduate of Bessemer City High School. She plans to attend University of South Alabama and major in nursing. Mr. Noah Crenshaw is the son of Mr. and Mrs. Roger and Barbara Crenshaw. He's a graduate of Hueytown High School. He plans to attend Weld South and major in welding. Mr. Malachi Frazier, son of Ms. Rolina Hernandez. He's a graduate of McAdory High School. He plans to attend Alabama A&M University and major in mechanical engineering. Mr. Zachary Holly is the son of Mr. and Mrs. Douglas and Renee Holly. He's a graduate of McAdory High School. He plans to attend Jacksonville State University and become a marine biologist. Miss Miosha Hopkins is the daughter of Miss Fatina Hopkins. She's a graduate of Holy Family Cristo Rey High School. She plans to attend University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa and major in pre-med. Miss Raven Law, she is the daughter of Dexter Jr. and LaWanna Law. She's a graduate of Pleasant Grove High School. She plans to attend Lawson State Community College and major in cosmetology and spa management. Mr. Jaden Lovejoy is the son of Ms. Kristen Lovejoy and Mr. Jason Harris. He is a graduate of Restoration Academy. He plans to attend Auburn University and major in computer engineering and minor in graphic design.
Of Mr. and Mrs. Thaddeus and Katara Marzett. She is a graduate of Ramsey High School, and she plans to attend the University of Alabama in Birmingham and major in biomedical engineering. Miss Talisha Myers is the daughter of Miss Amanda Bowers. She's a graduate of Pleasant Grove High School, and she plans to attend Texas A&M University and major in Business Management Administration. Miss Haley Redwine is the daughter of Reverend and Mrs. Derry and Kim Redwine. She's a graduate of Hoover High School. She plans to attend Tennessee State University, and her major is computer engineering and art animation. Miss Janicia Smith is the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Stephen and Lorraine Smith. She's a graduate of Bessemer City High School. She plans to attend Lawson State Community College to major in biomedical engineering. Mr. Ladarius Walker is the son of Mr. and Mrs. Desmond and Tawana Walker. He's a graduate of Parker High School. He plans to attend the University of Memphis and major in biology and occupational therapy. Ms. Shania Wallace is the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Roy and Shamika Wallace Muse. She's a graduate of Minor High School, and she plans to attend the Alabama A&M University. Her major is business management and a minor in design fashion. Mr. Tyler Williams is the son of Ms. Ladetris Williams. He's a graduate of McAdory High School, and he plans to attend the University of Alabama in Birmingham and major in real estate. These are our graduates.
I was supposed to tell you all to hold your applause to the end. But let's give them another hand. At this time, we would like to make a special presentation to our graduates on behalf of Pastor and First Lady T. Jefferson Rogers. It's awarding each student a monetary gift of love and congratulations on their achievement. We also, on behalf of the church family, would like to present to each graduate a pen to show that our token of love, and hope that they use them, you know, to help them in their studies and write something that they won't forget. Amen. So we do this in the name of Jesus Christ. We have some other presentations, but this is my message to the graduate. Time goes by so fast. It's been 52 years since I was in your spot. So seize every moment you have and take advantage of it. So this ends the scholarship committee part of the program, but we have other presentations. They will be from in this order: New Bethlehem Youth Ministry, Sister Shirley Evans. Your working copy of the Bible is Sister Susan Bates. And then a gift from Sister Beverly Dole. We thank you for your attention.
Good morning again. On behalf of the youth department, we would like to present the highest GPA, the second highest, and the third highest. On the first highest, we have a laptop computer that will be presented to Kamari Marzette. Kamari has a 4.06 average coming out of high school. She also received the Jefferson County District Missionary Baptist Congress Scholarship of $750 on this past Thursday. We also have Jaden Lovejoy, who was our second highest GPA with a 4.0. Okay. We have Raven Law, who's our third person, who has a 3.75 GPA. And we just ask that all of our youth, when we start back Bible study, we would like for you to come. It's at 6 o'clock on Tuesday nights. And you will qualify for some of these academic awards because you are part of the youth department. Thank you very much. Minister McCoy.
Good morning to our pastor and all of those on the pulpit. We represent your working copy and audio Bible ministry, and I'm delighted to say that under the leadership of our pastor emeritus, our ministry has thrived and grown, and we're so happy to be here today to make this presentation to our graduating seniors. The cards that you'll receive, and ladies, if you will, go ahead and just pass the Bibles out. Thank you so much. I've got your cards in hand. The cards that you have that will come along with your Bible says thusly, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." Jeremiah 29:11. Congratulations on reaching one of your many milestones that you'll reach in your lifetime. The challenges will be more demanding and the victories will be sweeter. God is pulling for you. He wants you to succeed. He wants you to know that you can't do it without Him. This special audio gift Bible is designed to help you draw near to Him. Listen as often as you can. You'll be glad you did. Thank you.
Pastor Emeritus Dr. William H. Walker, Sr., Ministers Woods, McCoy, Reverend Sims, and Reverend Culpepper. To the officers and members of this church, to our Women Auxiliary President, Mrs. Abrams, and her guest, other visitors, members and friends. We are here today to recognize our graduates. We feel like we can't give them enough. And we want to recognize them. The first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to ask these ladies if they will give each of them a fan. Now, these fans were prepared for the Alabama State Missionary Convention because we want them to know our pastor and his wife, and we want them to know their mission statement. But because these young people are going off to college, we want them to remember the church mission statement. So that's what they're receiving now. And you all, if you come to the welcome program tomorrow, after the visitors have gotten theirs, the guests, we will make sure that our members get one as well. And those of us who can't see well, we'll be able to look at our fan and read our mission statement. We want to first give our girls their bags, the blue tote bags, the small ones. Those bags on the front of them say New Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church, 2022 graduates. In those bags are gifts from D.A. Lanice Washington. If you're here, would you please stand? She has given each graduate a $15 gift card. Each graduate has a $15 gift card. In that same bag, you have picture frames that were given by each one, Reach One Consulting Firm, which is yours truly. You also have $10 gift cards from Judge Aaron Killings for each graduate. You also have gifts from Louise Alexander, State Representative for District 56. She has given every graduate mask and other gifts that's inclusive in your zip bag. Now, that bag is a good bag. Now, it just looks like just a bag, but it is a cooler. So when you go off to school or wherever you go, you can put your sodas, and your goodies in that bag, okay? So that's everybody in the bag. So as you move around and you see Judge Killings, you want to say thank you to him. You want to say thank you to D.A. Washington. And you want to say thank you to Louise Alexander. You don't have to say thank you to me. You just do good, and that'll be enough for me. Okay. These are bags, and we have worked hard to make this happen. The boys will give the blue bags as well. You all didn't give the boys yet. Okay. The boys get the blue bags. These are the boys over here with Marcellus. Those are the boys' bags. We had 15, and we have 15 bags. So it's another boy's bag. So somebody may not be here. If they're not here, just leave their... Okay, the mother, give it to the mother. Okay. We don't want to take anything back. We want to give everybody what's due them. If they are not here, we'll make sure they get them. Now we want to do the girls, the large, big bags of the girls. They're heavy. Those bags have some everything in them. They have blankets. They have some everything. All kinds of things that they can use. The boys, no, that's a boys' bag. Boy bag. All of the girls get the other bags. And these light color bags here are the boys' bags. Okay? Huh? Yes, that's boys' bags. Young men bags. Young men. We're so excited. Every year, this is really a big thing for me. I believe in education. I'm educated. And I believe in it. I think our children need it. I think we need to push our children. And I think we need to congratulate our children, not just today, but keep it going. Check on them when they go off to college, if you see them around. They need our support. We have endured a pandemic. 2 years these children were in school during a pandemic. But what? They made it. thank God they make it. Thank you so much.
This concludes our presentations. I didn't know if Reverend Rogers wanted to say a word of wisdom to the students and to all of us. Thank you.
Certainly we thank God. Come on, give God a praise. Come on. Bless his holy name. We thank God for the accomplishments, achievements of our graduates. I ask that you stand or will turn toward me and hear me. I want to say something to you that should be with you, guide you, and direct you for the rest of your days. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 17 says, "Look carefully, then how you walk. Not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." He talks about time. I can recall some years ago when I first started preaching. Reverend Logan, at the time, was about 90 years old. He walked to the pulpit podium and he said, "The greatest waste a man can have or a woman could have is to waste time." And he said, "It is a waste because once it's gone, you can't get it back. Time is swiftly passing. Make good of every opportunity you have to achieve. Don't live life against yourself. The opportunities that are afforded you are for you, and if you don't make good of those opportunities, you are living or will live life against yourself. Make wise decisions. Mom, Dad are not there now to stand over you, make sure you wake up, go to class. All of that is your responsibility. All of that is what you will have to motivate yourself to do, because in doing it, you will be challenged. College life is different. It's tough. It's trying. But it's doable. When you get to class, look around, and so many people have to make A's. So many have to make B's. So many have to make C's. And we don't want to talk about the other two. But say to yourself, "I'm one of the ones who will make A's." Amen. Challenge yourself to make A's. Excel. I want to encourage you to stay with God. Keep him first. Keep him first. C.S. Lewis said that if you keep first things first, first things will never suppress the seconds. Your life will be aligned and you will achieve. But if you take second things, third things, and place them first, they will always suppress the first. God is first. He doesn't accept second place, third place, first place. Pray every day. Read your word. Hear the word that Sister Bates, your working copy, that's intake made easy. read the word, hear the word, pray the word, and walk by it. And I can promise you, the Bible says in Joshua, that if you turn not from it to the right or the left hand, but you are careful to observe all that is written therein, then he will make your way prosperous. Then you would have good success. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may go. I want to take this time to recognize some special people. Sister President Abram, she's here with us over the women auxiliary of our convention. Amen. Thank you for being here. Amen. You had a prayer request. You had a prayer request. Okay, your daughter. Amen. Amen. Come on, bless God for Mother Abram. Got a call on last week. A young gentleman wanted me to know him. He is aspiring for a state representative seat, 56, Brother Terrio Tillman. Amen. Stand. Amen. Do we have any other guests here with us today? Say again. Amen. Amen. So happy to have you today, Miss Bennett. Amen. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I want to recognize the scholarship committee. Thank you for your diligence. The youth directors, Sister Gloria Dahl. Amen. Brother Killens, Sister Washington, D.A. Washington, thank you for your contributions. Thank you, New Bethlehem, for your investment in our youth, our young men, and our young women. Thank God today this is Jesus' day. Come on, bless the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are to rejoice and be glad in it. Listen, it's prayer time. Ask that you stand. Ask that you stand. Thank God for these preachers. Prayer time. It's you and God. God and you. We can pray in confidence knowing that He hears us. And if we know He hears us, we have the petition that we desire of Him. That our prayers are going higher than our heads. We commune and communicate with God from our hearts. God loves to hear from us. He loves to hear us acknowledge our dependence, our need of Him. So often we get busy and we fail to call on Him as we should.
That's right. That's right.
Talk to Him as we should.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But He loves to hear from us. He loves for us to call on His name.
Yeah.
The more we call His name, the better we feel.
That's right. That's right.
Because there's power in the name of Jesus. Do I have a witness? Jesus says, if you ask anything in my name, it shall be done for you.
Yeah.
Every head bowed, every eye closed. For a moment, pray your own prayer. He hears all. He answers all. Jesus. Father God, we thank you that you're Yahweh, you're uncaused, you're unchanging. You're God who's faithful, dependable, trustworthy. And we call on your name, Father, because there's none like you. You're above all and all is beneath you. Lord, you are caregiver and captain of our souls. And once again, Lord, you have navigated our niches and allowed us the privilege of being present in this place in a celebratory way. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus Christ, our elder brother, who came down through 42 generations and tabernacled among the human predicament for 33 and a half years. Thank you for his life. Thank you for his labor. Thank you, Lord, for his sacrifice on Calvary. Lord, he died in our stead, died in our place for our good, and we thank you. Lord, we thank you for a portion of health and strength, minds that sane, and hearts that's fixed and stayed on thee. Lord, we thank you. Lord, for your praises and your joy. We thank you, Lord, for your love. Lord, your long suffering. Lord, we thank you for forgiveness. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to petition your throne of grace. For your word said that we can come to you for grace and mercy to help us in our times of need. Lord, inflation is, Lord, savaging and ravaging the earth. Lord, we pray that you give us what we need. We pray, Father, that you supply all of our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Lord, continue to hold us in the hollow of your hand and keep us, Lord, in this time of temptation and trial. Lord, Satan has intensified his attack, but Lord, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, who has given us the victory on Calvary. We don't fight for victory. We fight from victory. Thank you, Lord, that all is well in Jesus. And we can praise you, Lord, because we are not defeated. Lord, we are not overtaken. Lord, we are not discouraged. Lord, we are not depressed. Lord, we believe in your Son, and your Son has set us free, and we are free indeed. We thank you for this Jesus day. Lord, Jesus in the morning, Jesus at noonday, Jesus in the evening, Jesus at night, Jesus while we're asleep, Jesus while we are awakened. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Lord, the more we call his name, the better we feel. Jesus, 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 cover us, Lord. Cover our children as they go to different college campuses. Yeah, yeah. They go into the labor force. Cover them, Lord. Cover them and protect them. Yeah. Shootings all across the land. Yeah. Yeah. Lord, murderous spirit, yeah, all across the land. Yeah. Cover them, Lord, by your hand of power and protection and provision. Meet their need. Strengthen their minds and their hearts. Lord, that they will endure. Lord, that they will stay the race, stay the course, and finish well. Not only in the college study or matriculating in higher educational institutions, but Lord, help them to succeed in life. Lord, we pray for every soul under the sound of my voice. Bless in Jesus' name. We pray for Mother Abram's daughter. Lord, heal, deliver, and set her free. Lord, for your glory and our good. Lord, we pray that you bless every member that's bereaved. Bless every member that's sick and shut in. Bless every member, Lord, who's dealing with layoff. Yeah. who's financially scrapped.
Yes.
Lord, who is down in Lodibar.
Yes.
Give them strength.
Yes.
Strengthen their legs that they, Lord, will walk anew.
Yes. Yes.
For your glory. And their good.
Yes.
Lord, we dare not close this prayer without asking for forgiveness.
Yes.
Of our sins. And cleansing us from all unrighteousness. Lord, make us fit vessels.
Yes.
To be used by you. Lord, and when you would have finished with us, you'll still be God, having all the honor, glory, majesty, and power. Anoint the lips of Dr. Walker as he stands to preach your truth. Govern his mind. Guide his tongue. In Jesus' name, amen.
But it's about Jesus.
It's about Jesus.
It's not about us.
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 But it's about Jesus.
It's about Jesus.
It's not about us.
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 But it's about Jesus.
It's about Jesus.
It's not about us.
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 But it's about Jesus.
It's about Jesus.
It's not about us.
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 But it's about Jesus.
It's about Jesus.
It's not about us.
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 But it's about Jesus.
It's about Jesus.
But it's about Jesus.
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 The one who sits high.
It's about Jesus.
And who looks low.
It's about Jesus.
He's the only living God.
It's about Jesus.
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 The one who sits high.
It's about Jesus.
And who looks low.
It's about Jesus.
Then it's about Jesus.
It's about Jesus.
Then it's about Jesus.
It's about
great God is this morning.
Yeah.
Anybody in here know that God is great and that we serve a great God?
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Nobody can keep us like you do. Nobody can feel my God. Nobody can feel. Nobody can feel.
My God. how magnificent. How is it the cross? Just the cross, Lord.
Excellent.
Let us bow our heads. Oh, gracious and almighty Heavenly Father, again we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for your goodness, your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for just putting up with us and looking beyond our faults to see our needs. Bless every soul present and let every soul leave with the blessing. Thank you for this big-hearted pastor. Continue to bless him and his family. And bless every preacher that present. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus and the whole church. Say amen.
Amen.
To our pastor, Pastor Rogers, the pastor of this great church, and all our preachers, brethren, and officers, and to every child of God, anybody not saved to you too, may God bless you. And may God keep you, but you can be saved. Again, we thank God for this pastor and allow us to come and say a few words about Jesus. If it's not about Jesus, we might as well close the doors and go home. Find out something about Pastor that the devil don't care how we have church. Just have it without Jesus. And where saving power come in. And he don't want nobody saved. And we thank God for Jesus Christ. I know sometimes folks call, we say Jesus Day. We have all other kind of days, but what about a Jesus Day? He didn't want to wake us up every morning. The old folks said, start me on my way. Thank God for Jesus. We won't be long, just a few moments, and just to say something about my Savior. He's so good to me. My mama had about 6 or 7 children, and the old she died kind of early, 43. And she always said, "If anybody mess with me," this was her word, "leave William Henry alone. You know he ain't no count." God knows I'm not lying. I ain't had sense enough to ask her what was wrong with me, and. She died kind of early, 43. You know, I thought about it after God called me to preach. I went to my oldest sisters. I said, "What was wrong with me?" She said, "William Henry, I don't know." You know, I went to Maruba Davis, one of her friends. "I don't know. I don't know today." But those were her words: "Leave William Henry alone. You know, he ain't no count." And I done everything the other boys did. I played, not all this, but I'm still here anyway. Yeah. Just about 100 years old and still here. So, Avery, may God bless you. Glad to see you. She had to leave. Miss Avery, that's her heart. That's right there. I thought she was back in the back there. Okay. I couldn't see from. Glad to have you. Glad to have everybody. Just for a few moments. Y'all know I don't preach long. I just preach till I get through. I'll be through after a while. Thank God again for this big-hearted pastor. May God bless you, preacher. Amen. May God bless you. He didn't have to do this, you know, and I just told the Lord, just don't let no devil come behind me. So I got confidence in him and his wife, and may God bless you. Just for a few moments, John 3:16, if you will. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that so whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You may be seated. It's all about Jesus. Amen. Notice, not a long name, just Jesus. J-E-S-U-S, Jesus. We name our children name. We can't hardly pronounce them ourselves now. And then if we pronounce it wrong, you get mad. You had to learn how to spell it yourself. Somebody called it wrong, but just a common country name.
That's right.
Jesus.
Amen.
There's something about that name. It's got a power in it.
Uh-huh.
I'll never forget, I wasn't a preacher at that time, and I was a deacon. I worked at the furniture store. I had to run dining room chair out to Hewitt Town. I went by myself and had my helper with me, and I just ran out there by myself. And time I jumped out the truck, hit the chair, here come a dog out the yard coming straight at me. I hollered, "Jesus, Jesus!" From the depths of my heart, that dog turned around. I'm not lying, I mean that. I ran God was trying to show me something. I wasn't preaching then. And he got his tail and put between his legs and went back in their yard.
Yeah.
I ran God, so I'm going to let the little crazy Negro know it's something about that name.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I told y'all years ago, I said, if you got them old fighting husbands, there would be no women then, y'all. I mean that back years ago. There would be no women then. And but they don't beat them now for some reason or another. I'm not even making money now and everything, but they don't beat them now. I said, "Holler, Jesus!" And son of God knows, one of my members told me, he said, "Reverend, he come at me." I said, "Jesus, Jesus!" He said, "You crazy?" I said, "But he left you, didn't he? That would count. See, that's all what counts. See, just holler, Jesus." And my member told me, one of the children, you know, and he hollered, "Jesus, Jesus." She said, "You can say Jesus all you want. I'm going to tell you." But it's something about the name.
Yes. Yes.
It's been exalted. Folks miss that. It's been exalted above every name.
Yes.
And the name every knee got to bow.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell y'all years ago, bow now or bow later.
Yeah.
But you got to bow.
Yeah.
The devil got to bow. Demons got to bow.
Yeah.
Thank God for Jesus. For God so loved the world,
yeah,
that he gave his only begotten Son.
Yeah.
that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. Just the name church does not save nobody.
That's right.
You can sleep in the church. Church don't have power.
That's right.
God of man, not no building doesn't have power. But the power is in the name. When we love Jesus, then we love God the Father. Because Jesus is God's word. God only Son. Jesus said, when you see me, you see the Father. We are one. All power is in my hand. When Jesus got about the grave, but Pastor, he started gathering up power. He got gathered the power all over the world.
Yeah.
And put it in hand shape and said, I got all of it.
Yeah.
In my hand. The Father and I am one.
Yeah.
If you're mad with him, you're mad with me.
Yeah.
You're mad with me, you're mad with my Father. Because
yeah.
We are one. Got all power in our hand.
Yeah.
What is too much for Jesus? Since it's a Jesus day.
Yeah.
What is too much for Jesus?
Yeah.
I go to church. The devil go to church.
Yeah.
I sell my prayers. All that kind of stuff. What is too much for Jesus for what he have done for you?
Yeah.
Think now. Think. What is too much for Christ?
Yeah.
I went to church last Sunday. Well, he woke you up all through the week.
Yeah.
What is too much for Jesus for what he have done for you?
That's right.
Have you ever thought about the time when you was out in the world doing everything but right?
Yeah.
Huh? You wasn't lucky. It was the gift of God that watched over you. You weren't too smart for Jesus. He gave you another chance. Thank God for Jesus. All of us have done everything but right. But when you get right, stay right. Oh boy, don't keep on tipping God now. He'll take your cover off you.
Yeah, that's right.
Everybody spots you now. You know what I'm trying to say. See, you keep on for to be a Christian.
Bet
the church folks.
Yes.
That's right.
Doing everything but right.
That's right.
You're ducking here and ducking there. Keep on ducking.
Yeah.
God gonna take the duck off you in
it. Right.
And let you see you ain't got no wings. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my brothers and sisters, that thing now about Jesus, we tell them this is Jesus Day, right?
That's
right. With all of these names in this Bible, just remove the name Jesus out of it.
That's right.
Ain't no hope for us.
That's right.
Think about it now. Right. All these names in this Bible, move out one name.
Yeah.
We're on our way to hell.
That's right.
That's how important he is.
Amen.
But we take him so lightly.
Yeah.
Right now, I put my life on almost. Right now, if anybody don't love Jesus, you don't know him. That's number one.
That's right.
And if you are ashamed of him, you never met him.
Yeah.
But Pastor, that was wrong with a lot of church folks. Be ashamed of Jesus.
Yeah.
Ashamed of him. Until you get sick.
Yeah. Come on now.
God ain't heard from you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
5 months. Let the doctor say something, you ain't gonna get well.
Yeah.
Oh Lord.
Yeah.
You know my heart. The Lord said that really ain't there, because I know your heart.
Yeah. That's right.
You can't make no fool out of him. He knew you before the foundation of the world.
Right.
Before you even started praying, he already know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
You can't fool God.
Yeah.
Lord Almighty. Just call his name.
Yeah.
Jesus. He's some kind of God.
Yes,
ain't he right, though?
Yeah.
And we thank God for all God have ever done for us.
Yeah.
Boy, but most of all, I thank him for Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus come here to show us not just miracles, But he coming to carry us back home.
That's right.
We not at home.
No, sir. No.
No, we not at home, brother.
Work done.
No, we not at home. This not our home.
That's right.
We came from heaven.
That's right.
Our bodies came from here, but our soul came from God.
Right.
We came out of heaven. The only way to get back there, you got to meet Jesus.
Yeah.
I ain't being dogmatic now. Again, I got a problem with Jesus dying and get up. Well, go to hell then. That's not dogmatic. Ain't that right?
That's right.
You're on your way to hell. See, if you got a problem with Jesus, bye-bye. Lord Almighty, he's some Jesus, buddy.
Yes.
He done something for us that nobody can ever do.
Yes.
Somebody die when he get ready and then get up when he feel like it.
That's right.
Tell me somebody else who can do that.
Yes.
And some folks don't believe that.
Yes.
I know he saved me.
Yes.
You got to know that for yourself.
Yes.
And so many of us are, say again, ashamed of Jesus.
Yes. Work done.
Until they get sick.
Yeah.
Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, it's one thing that man need to understand. Can't nobody stop God for being God.
That's right.
He God alone. What God need with us?
Yeah.
Huh? What he need with Walker?
Yeah.
Nothing. He was God when I got here.
That's right.
He was God when you got here. He gonna be God when we gone.
Yeah.
What God need with us? God didn't come here because of need.
Yeah.
Man didn't want to need God.
That's right.
When man messed up in the God, he was on his way to hell.
That's right.
The day you eat, that's the day you're gonna die, boy.
Yeah.
The devil always tempting us.
Yeah.
Fruit look good, ain't that right, y'all?
That's right.
Fruit look, he said, don't eat. Now the day you eat, that's the day you're gonna die. Well, he messed and got a fruit or whatever. Okay. It was good. But somebody had to die for him. He can't go back to heaven without Jesus.
That's right.
That's being Jesus here. Because we can't go back to heaven without him.
Amen.
He went to hell for us.
Yeah.
To keep us from going to hell again. What in hell I want?
Yeah.
God Almighty. Yeah. And my brother and sister, he is our salvation.
Yeah.
Jesus didn't come here just to do miracle. He is the miracle.
Yeah.
The way he was born. Wasn't nobody born like Jesus.
Right.
Born without an earthly father.
Right.
Nobody in here was born without an earthly father. If you did, we want to see you.
Yeah.
Jesus is the only one.
That's right.
God is the Father.
Yeah.
Mary, dear God, didn't have no man at that time.
Yeah.
Was a clean womb.
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters came after Jesus got here.
Yeah.
That's his holy name. A miracle.
Uh-huh.
Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Yeah.
You can just call him Jesus. And my brother, it seems like Jesus had become nothing much in our days.
Right.
Most people, again, I'm repeating myself, are ashamed of him.
Yeah.
Spread to bring up his. We the church, y'all. We ought not to be ashamed of Jesus. If he don't die for you, he don't save you. You try to hide him every time folks see you, you want to hide him. Time's up, what's the holler, Jesus? He don't take all that. What it took for you, he went to hell for you.
That's right.
I mean, you got to think about that. Most people right now is ashamed of Jesus.
Yeah.
So when you're looking at me right now, ashamed of Jesus.
Yeah.
Raise your hand. You better not raise your hand. But when I get through talking about you, you're going to have some Jesus in you, buddy. See? Raise your hand. You can't raise it. If you're ashamed, get around certain folks, you want to put them in your back pocket.
Right.
Then get in the hospital, the doctor walk away from your bed and say, I can't help you. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh. I've been looking for you.
Yeah.
May God bless you. My brothers and sisters, Jesus is everything to us.
Right.
We can't make it without you.
Right.
He is our life.
Yeah.
Eternal life.
Yeah.
We can't get up without him. We can't lay down without him. We can't eat without him. We can't drink water without him. We can't comb our hair without him. We can't bathe our body without him. We can't walk. We can't do nothing without Jesus. Why are we ashamed of it?
Yeah.
Why? Church folks, you say he died for you.
Yeah.
Well, why do you want to hide him when you get in the public?
Yeah.
We're supposed to lift up his name.
Yeah.
Told him this, like, go tell the world about. That's my calling, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty. I was on my job when God called me to preach. All I heard, go and tell the world about Jesus. God Almighty.
Yeah.
The boss man come to me and leave. He said, what wrong? What wrong with the walking? I said, what wrong walking? Someone got to leave. And he said, what wrong? I said, ain't nothing wrong. He kept on acting. I said, I'm got to go tell the world about Jesus. He turned me a loose end.
Yeah.
That Negro finna get crazy here now. You know, somebody go tell the world about Jesus. Boy, he turned me a loose end, boy. You know, I went out there, boy, I had that old green truck. I come down 59, just preaching, but doing 10 miles per hour. Oh, he died. Folks pass by me and look at me, you know, keep on going. Ain't no 10 miles per hour in that old green truck. Preached all the way from Birmingham to Bessemer.
Yeah.
Got to my house, still preaching. There my wife there, she can tell you, still hollering Jesus. Folks all around the house coming, what wrong with Walker? I heard he been called to preach, you know. Bottom, when Jesus get a hold to you, you don't care who around you. When Jesus touch your soul, you don't care who there. It's power in the name. And my brothers and sisters, I'll be through in a minute. My brothers and sisters, Jesus is everything man ever need in this life and the life to come. He took our place on the cross. We was messed up. I said he took your place.
Amen.
Oh, why are you ashamed of him?
Yeah.
He died for you.
Yeah.
Looking like a tramp out there. Half naked. For you. For me. Blood running everywhere. Sweat all over him. And folks laughing at him. And you ashamed of Jesus? I've been living long enough and been a preacher long enough to find out. See folks get around other folks. They put Jesus in their back pocket.
Yeah.
Who hide you? He wake you up every morning.
Yeah.
Let folks talk about you. They talked about him.
Yeah. That's right.
Won't you never be ashamed. I don't care what folks talking about. The crowd talking about everything. But still show Jesus. Let them talk. You'll need Jesus before he needs you.
Amen. That's right.
What Jesus need with me? Need any? What he need with me? Nothing. He can use me, but he doesn't really need me.
Yes.
Half of us are ashamed of Jesus. Everybody ashamed of Jesus? Raise your hand right quick. You better not raise your hand. We'll put you out of here, bring you up here and talk to you about it. Just call him Jesus. And my brothers and sisters, he is God alone. That's what we miss. He is God, Word. I am the Word of God. I am the mouthpiece of God. We are one. When you see me, you see him. the blessing that we can see God through his son Jesus Christ. And somebody that we are ashamed of. That's been putting a lot of emphasis on that. It can turn this world upside down, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
I know folks laugh at me. Laugh all you want to laugh. I got my sign on side my car. I didn't just put it there. It's been there, honey. I know who done saved me. I'm not going to hell because God done saved me. And I'm ashamed of him. We can turn this world upside down if we lift up the name.
Yeah.
Most of us are ashamed of Jesus. Say amen. Now you might well say it, I know that. Until you get sick.
Yeah.
And the doctor say you ain't going to get well.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Call on the Lord. Y'all pray for me. No, don't be ashamed of him.
Amen.
You're going to need him before he needs you.
Amen.
God Almighty, if you're ashamed of me, I'm going to be ashamed of you.
That's right.
Before my Father,
yes, sir,
which is in heaven. Many church folk think we are doing God a favor just because we come to church.
Right.
God ain't doing God no favor.
Just
because you come, I go to church and all that kind of stuff. But we don't really love Jesus. The devil goes to church every Sunday.
Right.
He in here somewhere right now.
Yeah.
Ain't that right, Ralph?
Yes,
don't be scared, say, man.
Yes,
Paul said, every time I want to do good, evil always present.
Yeah.
The devil be at church every Sunday. I say every Sunday. Every time I want to do good, evil is always present.
Uh-huh.
Just in case you don't want to worship God, evil say, here I am.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Lord, something about that name, the name Jesus. He has many names. But my brothers and sisters, just call him Jesus.
Yeah.
But so many folk call him other names, but that's all right. Long as he know your heart.
Yeah.
And that's all what counts. Salvation is Jesus. We can't talk about Jesus too much. We can talk about him on any occasion.
Yeah.
The devil just don't like that name. Ain't that right, brother? But you can talk about him on many occasions.
Yeah.
You can call him the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
The Christ of God.
Reverend.
You can call him the King of Kings.
Yeah.
You can call him the Lord of Lords.
Come on, yeah.
You can call him the living Word of God.
Yeah.
You can call him the Messiah.
Yeah.
You can call him the Son of the living God.
Yeah.
You can call him the Good Shepherd.
Yeah.
You can call him the door to life.
Yeah.
You can call him the resurrection and the life.
Yeah.
You can call him the Son of David.
Yeah.
You can call him the true vine. You can call him the Son of Man again. You can call him the great high priest. You can call him the way, the truth, and the life. You can call him the great physician. You can call him the bread of life. You can call him the water of life. You can call him the chief cornerstone. You can call him the light of the world. You can call him the wonderful counselor. You can call him Alpha and Omega. You can call him the way out of no way. You can call him the beginning and the ending. But my name is Jesus. You can call him anytime. You can be anywhere. If you call his name, somebody got to move. If you call his name, even the weather got to change. If you call his name, a dog won't bite you. If you call his name, your husband won't hit you. If you call his name, he'll be there all the time. All you need is Jesus. Jesus. In the morning, Jesus.
in the midnight day, Jesus, all night long. You can call Jesus, ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Oh, he all right? I'm through, Reverend. I don't gotta be an old man. I'm through now. That's my message, Mister. We need Jesus. We need Jesus. We can't never make it without him. If you want to make the devil mad, talk about Jesus. He got to move out your way. God knows he got to move out your way. Thank God for Jesus. Those are the churches, though. May God bless you. May God keep you.
Today, one day he was Jesus, the master lamb. Hey, I said, Master, I praise your name. One day you live fighting on amid this race. My road get hard, increase my pace. But to the end, it'll ever be. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm talking about my Jesus, that stranger. Hey, how you lose my soul from sin and it fades. Hey, turn my night into day. Lord, he was. Jesus, ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Hey, Jesus, hey, Jesus, hey, Jesus, he's a master lamb. Hey, all right with me.
That's it, Rebel.
Benediction. Y'all remain standing. Bless your heart. Y'all make this old man sing like this. I'm telling you the truth. Little boy right there. I'm 85 years old. I get you all this singing right here now. Y'all done wore me out already. May God bless y'all. May God bless y'all. And that early said, now, nah, nah, get yourself up there, early. May God bless that, my buddy. May God bless you. You want to close out? Yourself? Okay, let us bow our head. We thank God for this pastor for allowing us to come and preach. And I thank God for him. He's doing a great job. Hallelujah.
I told the Lord, just don't let no devil come behind me. Appreciate you. Thank you for his wife who's standing by his side. Hallelujah. If he ever give you the trouble, baby, call me. Yeah? Bless your heart. Let's bow our heads. Gracious Father, we give you glory. We give you praise. We nothing without you. Thank you for being a God that love us in spite of. You put up with us, and we thank you for it. Thank you for this big-hearted pastor. Continue to bless him and keep him in your care. Again, bless his wife, Lord. And we pray for every soul present. Keep us. Don't let her be put on us. Let her be real and genuine. Lifting up one name. And that name is Jesus. That's the name that died for us and went to hell for us and got up Sunday morning with all power in his hand and coming back again after the church. Thank you for Jesus. You let us got here safe and sound now. See to us getting back to our destination safe. And all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. Now may the grace of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us and forevermore. Let us all say amen. Amen.
Yes, sir. That's mine.
Yes, sir, man.
Thank you for being here.
Yes, sir.
Y'all should have sent a little ton of face. When I say sit down.
How you doing, my brother?
All right.
Yeah, he was.
I'm Georgia.